morning, everyone. I'm now reconvening the meeting. Having listened carefully throughout tonight, I propose the following overall recommendation to go with our list of points that we've debated. Spelthorne has previously supported the third runway in principle, but the proposals now before you from HAL for the expansion of the airport do not address our previous concerns and additionally now present significantly greater issues. The committee has debated the key issues in detail, and it is apparent that we must change our stance. Spelthorne has always put its residents first and must continue to do so. The decision to approve a third runway was made by government. It is clear, and we are mindful, that the expansion brings key, significant benefits for Spelthorne's economy, but these are outweighed by the significant issues with HAL's proposals, which we have debated this evening. I propose that the committee recommends to Cabinet that Spelthorne's policy stance on Heathrow expansion must indicate that the borough is unable to support the development consent order in its current form. At the same time, we are clear there are potentially more beneficial alternative proposals to HAL's, specifically the Heathrow West proposal, which needs to be explored in greater depth. I further propose the committee recommends to Cabinet that only if the Council's demands as agreed by the committee this evening and as set out in the officer's AEC response on behalf of our communities are addressed to the Council's satisfaction, and then and only then would Spelthorne be able to review its position and support expansion. And this statement would then be followed by a fleshed out, a clearer table as we worked through in a very condensed form there. So that is my proposal. Councillor Smith Ainslie.
Thank you for that. Can I second that, Chairman, and I'll speak later.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Saliopoulos.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's a bit negative.
Yeah.
It's okay. A tad negative. It's kind of like, especially where you said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to criticise,
no,
I'm
fine.
Not.
That's fine.
Where you kind of like, at the beginning of the meeting, and I wrote it down, you highlighted the Council's commitment to the expansion, and then of course everything that's happened since, but I am getting the feeling that you're saying no. It's a kind of no, whereas normally we would say, and I, you know, throw my cards on the table, I'm thinking of the economic benefits in addition to other things. It seems like you're saying a flat no. At the end of the day, the government will make the decision. We won't make it. They'll just be looking at what we say. But does anyone else feel the same way, Chairman?
Can I clarify what I was trying to say? It's just been quite a scrabble, as you might imagine,
the time it took.
We're trying to say that it's the condition of HAL's proposals, which everybody is very unhappy with, and we can't deal with those. We've got red lines, and they're different from HAL's, and those red lines for us have to be met. If they're not met, then we can't support it. We can't support their expansion plans as they stand. That's what we're saying. Okay, that's what it's trying to say. If you can word this better, had the legal people did it, then that's I'd be very happy with that. But that's the nub of this. We had a better proposal from Heathrow West, which I've got the impression from you as well. We feel that really needs exploring. We don't have enough information. Heathrow has been at this for a very, very long time, so they're obviously quite well advanced. And this alternative idea has come out, which is from all that we'd seen, beneficial to us as a borough and for our residents, so we want that explored.
Yeah, I agree.
But what we're trying to say is we have said in the past, we want this expansion, but we sort of don't like that bit. There has to come a point at which we say, we really don't like what you're proposing and we can't go along with it. And I think that's been the flavour of everyone around this table. You know, we need the economic side, we need everything else. However, with the proposals from HAL as they are, they just don't sit well for us. And that's the message that we have to say to the Cabinet, that this body within the council has said loud and clear. I'm not trying to change what you've said. That's my job, I feel, is to encapsulate what you've said tonight, and I've tried to listen carefully to it. Actually, specifically how you word it to get that over, we can go through this wording bit by bit and make it clearer in that way, and I'm sorry it wasn't.
No, I'm not saying it's okay.
Councillor Gething.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have to say I have a great deal of sympathy with what Councillor Sally Loftus has just had to say. I think I would be comfortable, having had a brief look at this motion before you read it out, I think I would be comfortable with it up to the last sentence.
Okay.
And so if I could propose an amendment, which is that it simply removes the last sentence, which says I further
propose.
Okay. Because A, that I think primarily we are making a recommendation of the findings that we've made looking at individual parts of the overall scheme.
Right.
Ultimately, it's a decision that needs to be made by the Cabinet. And I think in particular, your comments in that last sentence are a decision for Cabinet to make rather than the Review and Scrutiny Committee.
Okay.
So on that basis, I would propose an amendment to that motion, simply removing that last sentence.
It's not an emotion, it's a discussion.
This is a motion. We need a second.
Okay. Hang on a minute. You've proposed removing the last sentence.
Indeed.
Right. Would there a second of that, please?
Sorry, for clarification, can we get what the last sentence was?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Can I type that and put it on the screen? Right.
Yeah.
If you bear with me five minutes, or I'll try and do it as quickly as possible, I'll go and type it up and send it up to this screen so you can look at it.
No, let's just
take me 2 minutes.
Let's just read it out.
I'm sorry. Okay, the last sentence says, I further propose the committee recommends to Cabinet that only if the Council's demands as agreed by the committee this evening and as set out in the officers' AEC responses on behalf of our communities are addressed to the Council's satisfaction, then and only then would Spelthorne be able to review its position and support the expansion.
I think that last sentence just goes that bit too far, and it doesn't need to be said, quite frankly.
I'm extremely happy with that statement. I think we do have to speak that strong about it.
Sorry, can we just have one at a time, please? Can you indicate, and then I will hear you. Councillor Smith Ainslie.
Can I just check with Victoria whether or not that is an acceptable recommendation to come from ONS to go to Cabinet? Because Councillor Gething was saying he didn't think it was the right thing we should do.
Thank you.
The recommendation is that proposed to the committee recommends to Cabinet that. So obviously it's just that recommendation, so it's the same as the one before. So I think that would be acceptable.
I need a second to the amendment.
Okay. And I now need, so Councillor Saliopoulos is happy to second Councillor Gething's amendment. And can we have a vote on that, please? Do we wish to remove that final sentence?
Three. So the amendment fails.
As the rest of you haven't voted, I presume the answer is...
Sorry.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, apologies for lack of memory, but I really need to hear the statement again
okay.
to be able to make further, a decision.
Right, okay. I further propose the committee recommends to Cabinet that only if the Council's demands as agreed by the committee this evening and as set out in the Office ACEC responses on behalf of our communities are addressed to the Council's satisfaction, then and only then would Spelthorpe be able to review its position and support expansion. So we could take out and support expansion and just leave review its position. But anyway, I've got to vote. You have to vote on Councillor Gethings that the whole sentence comes out. Do you get that? Yes? Yes, Councillor Harvey.
Sorry, why are we saying then and only then? I thought this is an advisor. It seems to be, I don't feel that this is reflecting what's been going on today.
Can I suggest we do
it? It seems to be sort of tying then and only then.
We're in a position where we are, we have to vote on things stage by stage. So the first vote is do we remove the final sentence, right? And if we do, we can then put a different one. Okay, to your satisfaction. Okay, so the question is, with that in mind, do we remove the final sentence?
Please vote in favour.
Vote. Yes. Okay. Do you happy or do you want it to stay?
So we're just voting to remove.
If nobody's voting,
then no. Yes.
Voting to remove.
Who's voting to keep the final sentence?
No, you don't need to. We're just voting to remove.
Okay.
And
so the amendment failed. So
the amendment has failed as only four voted in favour of it.
Okay. Fine. Would anybody like to amend the final sentence? Yes, Councillor Nicholls.
Sorry, I haven't had the privilege of reading this in advance. I've only heard it once. Could we please hear the whole motion again?
Yes.
And I really must say, I find it a bit odd that we're not seeing this in writing before us. It's very difficult.
Because it's a motion created after what happened here. It's not something that was dreamt up in advance and brought in. Okay.
I appreciate that, but it would be really helpful to have in writing.
Yeah, shall I go and do that?
Well, why have you got it in the file? Or you just wing it?
That's what I am, well, but I need to put in the file. Put this in the changes. I need to do the handwritten ones because they're not going to
I'm very sorry that I brought this up, but I felt, and I'm not trying to persuade the other members, I felt it was almost, maybe I've read it wrong, maybe it's late, maybe I'm just not that bright, that you're saying we're not agreeing with this until you do this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what we're saying.
It's almost like a fait accompli. Yes. Well, that is going against, Madam Chairman, what was said at the beginning of the meeting about the borough's stance on the airport expansion.
Because the whole point of this evening, Councillor, has been to review that and come up with what this committee feels is now to be its stance. And that was supposed to be very carefully worded to say not that we're against the whole shebang, because this is already approved. It doesn't say that. It says House proposals as they currently stand, right? But we can amend it, right, to make that even clearer. Yes, Councillor Snidd-Ainslie.
Yeah, I think when we came in here this evening, the Council's position was, and you and I, myself, and Councillor Slider and fully Councillor Beers as well, we were around when we came to the position that we were in favour of the third runway as long as, and then those things afterwards about the pollution and the noise and the satisfactory compensation for our residents all happened. And tonight we've had a debate where we've been told they won't put the wider property officer zone to include our residents. We've been told there's going to be greater pollution for our residents with this car park. We've been told all those things. So what that recommendation of Cabinet you read out says, the basis of it is that, and that we are now not supporting the third runway unless they address the pollution and the noise and the property
compensation.
That's fundamentally how I see the position has changed.
Yes. Thank you, Councillor. That was the intention. We always have had in ourselves some red lines, but they haven't been delivered. So we are trying to do a recommendation to Cabinet that shows, when you've all been here this evening and you've all heard how strongly everybody feels, there is no way that we don't appreciate the importance and significance of Heathrow, and if it curled up and went away and there was no expansion, that would be the end of this area.
Yes.
It would be absolutely dreadful. So it would be an economic desert and we would all be worse off. That's not the point. The point is that the way that HAL is today, in this latest, very different proposal to us all, saying that it plans to proceed, we find is unacceptable for our residents on a wide variety of issues, health and all sorts of things, and also the wider property offer zone, so that our residents aren't impoverished. And that's what we're trying to say.
And when it goes, it is only a recommendation, it's not a policy statement, it's a recommendation that will go to the Cabinet, and then the Cabinet can look at that and either change their position or ignore it or stay as they were before, or they can, but it's up to the Cabinet to decide what they do when they get that recommendation from open scrutiny.
But obviously we hope that the ideas that we're putting before them are sensible, carefully thought through ideas.
We have got plenty of copies coming up. I don't need to go to the gym tomorrow.
Thank you. Right. So can I take it from what we've just been saying now, as we move on then, that in general, the thrust of what I've been trying to say this is supposed to be saying to you, is where we are. We need Heathrow to be vibrant, the country needs it, we need it specifically because of the huge economic benefits. However, we do need Heathrow Airport Limited in their particular plans to take account of what we're saying and what we absolutely cannot deal with. So we need to find a way of saying that in this statement. So should we go through it sentence by sentence, perhaps? Okay? So the first paragraph is a sentence, isn't it?
Okay.
So can everybody agree with the first sentence?
Yes.
Okay. And when I say we must change our stance, we're not really, in as much as we've always said, we only agree if. Right? Okay, now the point is, nobody's taken any notice of that. So what we're saying here is, you must do this and then we can support you. It's the other way around, which is a more dynamic message. Yes, Councillor.
First sentence, I don't think it should say previous, it should say expressed. And I think we should be referring to, sort of, it seems quite woolly concern, our address. Do not address our concerns. Well, we actually made 10 demands.
No, we haven't. At the motion we said, the motion that we put on the board from the Cabinet full council some years ago, and what we have always said is that we support the third runway in principle. We've been crystal clear about that. So previously means up until now. Okay, throughout all the consultations and the everything else, we have previously supported the third runway in principle.
Yeah, right, well, what I'm saying is to be, rather than just a previous concern.
I haven't said concern. I said we previously supported the third runway in principle. Yes?
Sorry, I think what Madam Chairman is saying is our previous concerns were the impact of environmental and noise issues, that's what was specifically referred to in our previous official position. Okay, and she said, and now additionally, now present significant
why?
Greater issues. Okay. Well, I think further issues rather than greater, but that's...
Okay, so we put there, we enlarge on the concerns then and put on environmental and whatever words you want, issues, yeah?
Noise.
Noise and environmental issues.
Yeah.
These bits aren't actually part of the recommendation, they're just the waffle that comes before.
It's only a covering statement to give a tone of where we are. The fact is, we don't like what they're doing, which you've spent 4 hours telling me.
Greater, yes, the other side.
Right. And so the previous concerns on noise, environmental issues, and additionally now present... And well, the southern parkway and all that wasn't there before, so this is the greater issues, which are significant. Yes,
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but can we move to vote and then decide? Because I think you're going to find most people are going to vote for what you've got.
No, they've just said they won't.
Yes. Yeah. No, we will.
They will.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The individual motions. Well, I'd just like you to be happy with the wording.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So. We've left the final
section of motions and everything.
Right, so we'll vote on this as it stands then. Okay.
Are those in favour?
So those in favour?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
11. And those against, what did I say?
Did you?
One. One. Well, thank you,
Councillor. You're very welcome.
I always like to try and accommodate, you know, the concerns that people have. And, you know, right, so this will now be added to with all a lot of additional information, and this will be the recommendation. So, officially, I must just finish up by saying, having concluded our deliberations, I confirm the recommendations which have been agreed by this committee will be put forward for consideration by an extraordinary meeting of the Cabinet on the 11th of September to inform the Council's policy on Heathrow expansion and its response to the current Heathrow expansion consultation ahead of the deadline for responses on the 13th of September. It should be noticed that Cabinet will exercise its judgment on the extent to which it accepts the recommendations from the committee and will provide a written response detailing its position. That concludes the business for this evening. However, I would like formally to thank all those officers who have been involved in forensically analysing the thousands of pages that Heathrow published as part of its formal consultation. And I also would like to express my thanks to you. It's been a really difficult evening. I think we all appreciate that. And I'm really grateful to you for coming to an agreed conclusion at the end of it. Thank you.
Thank you.